Somebody clap your hands.
It's time to ring in 2020 yes. with Let's Eat. This week, we'll be toasting with Lawrence and Michael, the owners and operators of Triangle Liquors and Trail Inn Liquors. And bringing the hors d'oeuvres will be Chris and Teddy from Olympic Imported Foods. Spend the hour with us and find out what's trending at Triangle and Trail Inn Liquors for the New Year celebration. And what's on the palate at Olympic Foods? Well, call in 769-9577 and win a gift card to Trail Inn or Triangle Liquors out of Valparaiso and Olympic Imported Foods from Crown Point. Tune in this Friday to Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, at 3 o'clock on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. Join us for a little drink and eat. Happy New Year. Yasu.
Joy to the world.
Yes.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Hey, good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And sitting in the captain chair instead of Sharon Jackson, she did the morning show, is Jose.
How's it going?
Good. And Jose is actually the host of the Nerd Alert.
I am. Region Nerd Alert, yep.
Region Nerd Alert. And when can they hear that?
Every Saturday at 7 p.m.
Okay. And you are you on this Saturday?
Yes, we are. We actually came back from a anime slash comic book convention. We covered that. And yeah, pretty exciting.
You got some footage from that too?
Footage, yes. The footage won't be on the radio though.
Okay.
But if they want, there will be some YouTube links.
So everyone, I hope everyone had a great Christmas, great holiday season. And now it's time to get into the party time, which is New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
And we got some great guests that we're going to pick up in our helicopter here soon. We got the people from Olympic Imported Foods out of Crown Point. And we have another special guest, and they're from Triangle Liquors and Trail Inn Liquors, which is kind of a tongue twister for me. When I was doing the promo, I was trying to fit them both in. We had them in last year for our New Year's Eve celebration, and they're here again. So we got a little food, a little drink, and we want you, the listeners, to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. And if you call in, you can get a little bit of a treat.
Mm.
Maybe a little gift card, something
little
like
gifts,
that.
Yeah.
So, but me and Jose, our guests came a little early, and we've already kind of tapped into some things and
some
cheese and some food and some liquor, things that I've never seen before, and we're going to talk all about it.
Awesome.
So let's get on that helicopter and let's fly over to.
You ready to take your Dramamine?
I'm ready.
You're good.
Yeah, because you're flying, aren't you?
I am flying. Okay. It is kind of wild.
Oh, not this guy.
Oh, no. I remember him.
The captain, man. This guy, he's forceful, he's mean, and he flies like a, and I won't say it, like really rough. Really rough.
He is kind of
rough. Okay, let's tell Arnold to fly over to Olympic Food Imports.
All right.
Imported Foods. Let's pick
up
Teddy and Chris. Got the rope. They're in the basket. Let's bring them up. Here they come. Okay, now let's go over to Triangle Liquors and Trail Inn Liquors and pick up Michael and Lawrence.
It's getting kind of cramped in
here
now.
Yeah, I know. Just get them up. I know Arnold gets mad about this.
He's so angry. I don't know why.
I know.
Maybe you think California would cool him off.
But no, not him. And let's fly back to
right,
the studio.
We're here
at the studio. So in our studio today, we have two different operations. We have some food, and we have some drink, and we have... Ted and Chris from Olympic Imported Foods out of Crown Point. How you guys doing?
Good. Great.
They're sharing a mic today, so that'll be a little bit different. And plus, they did have some of this.
We're doing great.
The screwball?
The screwball, which I had some screwball, too. So it's good. We're going to have a little delay here. And then we got Michael, and we have Lawrence from Triangle Liquor and Trail Inn Liquor. And thanks for coming in.
Oh, no problem, guys. Thank you very much.
Again, we want you to call in and ask some questions, 769-9577, 769-9577. And this is our New Year's Eve show with me, Chef Nick, and Jose on 89.1 FM. The new person in the studio today is Michael.
That is true.
And he's the youngest guy in the studio today, by far.
No.
Not at all.
So Michael's from the Triangle and the Trail Inn liquor stores out of Valpo,
Michigan City.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Go ahead and get a little bit closer to the mic.
Sure.
Get right up on it.
Okay, right there.
So I've been with my father for about 6 years
now. And your father is Lucas which is Lawrence's brother, and he was here last time.
Yep, and he's the owner of all three of the stores, two in Valpo and one in Michigan City being the newest. I joined like 6 years ago, started getting into the
building. How old are you? Like,
I am 27.
Oh, wow. I thought you were just 21.
No, jeez, I wish I was 27.
I know.
He's actually tied with me.
Chris, just think, and Ted, just think if you knew what you knew now, what you have now at 27.
Forget it.
Don't mention it.
So where'd you go to school from?
I went to IU Bloomington. Went for a management degree, and after that, I just joined straight into the stores. I actually didn't want to get into the stores.
Really?
But, then after about my high school year, everything kind of changed after I saw what my dad was doing, and actually, high school year, senior year, kind of got a little bit into the alcohol when I shouldn't have.
Right.
But after that, I fell in love with bourbons and went through all college planning to get into them. And then after that, just joined up with him and been with him ever since and loving every day.
So why did it intrigue you to get into that business? I know my kids probably don't want to have anything to do with the restaurant, but why would you, Chris is shaking his head because he knows.
Honestly, it happened when I turned 21, and my dad got me a really nice bottle of bourbon that I've never had before. It's about $50 a bottle. And I opened it up and I tried it, and that was just the hammer in the nail. I knew that this business is where I wanted to be. And then after that, I got into it. I actually got into a lot of beers. My uncle and I have increased the beer selection at all the stores so far, and everything's kind of just going great so far, so I can't complain.
So Lawrence, you're also part owner of this these three liquor stores, aren't you?
No. I just retired after a long career in retail and too young not to do something. So at that time, he just bought the license for the third store, and I was looking to do something, so I asked him if I could hang around one of the stores and help him out.
Just hang out.
And it's gotten to be like a 6 or 7 day a week hangout, but a lot of fun, and I've learned a lot. You know, I was with him when he first opened the first store in 85, and just the change from when I came back 3.5 years ago. I mean, back then you had one flavor of vodka, where now you can get vodka in 30 different flavors, and you know, you had just a couple of beers, Old Milwaukee and light beer, and now, you know, in our store, we carry at times up to 800 different craft beers.
Wow.
So the business has really changed over the last 30 years.
So you're very young, so you're probably really energetic. You're very new at it, so you're like into it just like Michael. Everything's new. Everything's, you know, you're finding the trends. You're really into it. Or is Michael the real, like, youthful spark of what's going on? Does he help bring in some new stuff?
He's shaking his head over him.
I got an old soul.
he's the expert in the product.
Okay.
He knows the product front and backwards, especially the bourbons and the whiskeys. I mean, I've learned a lot from him, actually, in the 3 years that I've been there. I think what I've brought is just the retail management skills, you know, trying to maximize your dollars per square foot, your merchandising, your people skills and training and developing and things like that. But when it comes to the product and the knowledge and that part of the business, I mean, he's the king.
Okay. We also have we have Ted and we have Chris, and they're from Olympic Imported Foods in Crown Point. And we had them on a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Chris is a restaurateur. I mean, he has how many different places do you have, and why don't you say the names of them?
We got three different ones. We have Pavs in Hebron.
With the Baconator, whatever?
Yeah, the Hebronator.
Hebronator. That's what the people were calling about.
Oh, yeah. And then we got Sandwich City, which is connected with the Olympic Foods. So we do gourmet sandwiches there. And then the biggest one is Radius, which is in Valpo. And that's big.
Yeah. And right, so
Restaurant of the Year, too.
Yeah, tell us about that.
I got a phone call saying that to go to the convention center, that I'm getting an award. So we get there, and with all the people there, they called me out for 2019 Restaurant of the Year.
That's really good.
Of all Northwest Indiana.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good.
As long as you work hard and you do what you do, anything's possible.
So, Ted, you pretty much control Olympic Imported Foods.
Yes.
And from when I was this a little kid, I can remember you. I remember going to get the snails that were all dried up and throwing them in. Lawrence is shaking his head. Folks out there, I don't know if you know this, but you got a full Greek studio, and Jose is turning into to be Greek too right now.
Good.
All through high school, I've been called Greek.
There you go. So we kind of have the same stories and the same things that we remember. But I remember going there and getting the snails and throwing them into water and watching them kind of like start growing.
Pick them out.
Pick them out. Yeah. So right now it's getting it's busy for you, isn't
well,
it?
Well, first thing I wanna say that I'm proud of my son.
Mm-hmm.
That he's doing good, and I'm proud.
Well, you should be. He does a great job.
So
well, I learned from you.
There you go. Well, since 1970, I'm following the imported foods. Sandwich City, it's created from Chris. And I follow what Chris made with the Sandwich City, the menu and the everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm following.
So he sets it, and you're following it.
Yeah.
And it, at one time, you set it, and he followed it.
Well, on Olympic Foods, and foods, and imported foods, it's I'm the king.
Okay. You, I will say, you know? Say that.
So I remember Larry's mom, she asked me for fava beans, you know, the dry fava beans. That's natural and the best food you can have.
Kucha.
So kucha, yeah. Kucha, yeah. So, and up today, I'm serving the people with good products and good prices.
Oh, yeah, you do have the best prices.
I have the best prices.
So what's the biggest mover right now? Now, we went through the Christmas. What do people really come in? Like, the one item is like, my gosh, I wish I can just cut it up and put it in bags and just let it sit on the
olives,
shelf.
Olives and feta cheese.
Okay, and what's the most popular feta?
Most popular, it's...
I mean, the domestic people use.
Well, domestic they use.
The mm-hmm. best
but
is the
I have,
French,
I have the
think.
French.
French is good.
The French.
And the Bulgarian.
And the Bulgarian. Mm-hmm. Bulgarian also. Bulgarian's number one selling.
Yeah. My favorite is the French.
Yeah.
And, but if you want a little bit more of that salt or that, then you go for the... But yeah, they're nice and creamy.
That's creamy.
Right.
Yeah. But number one, it's Bulgarian.
Bulgarian.
Yeah.
And the Kalamatas, they just go for the black?
Kalamata, that's the people, they know Kalamata.
Mm-hmm.
But the other, the Voliotikes, they call them,
mm-hmm.
the round.
Right.
Those are the best olives.
There's 13 different kinds of olives.
They have meat on it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Small pit,
so the Kalamata, it's more firm. But mm-hmm. the Voliotikes, we say... You know, the mm-hmm. round.
We call them the
black.
You call them aren't those the mammoths?
Well, mammoth. Yeah. We call them mammoth. Yeah. Mammoth black olives.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, for me.
Yeah.
For me.
You know? Now, you guys have any food?
And olive oils.
Yeah.
The olive oils that I have, they are real olive oils.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a price, $18.99 a barrel,
mm-hmm.
that I sell it for $11 to
$12.99.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have no garbage olive oils.
Mm-hmm.
I have the top, you know, the real olive oils. People, they don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I suggest don't buy a pair of shoes, don't buy a shirt, but buy the best olive oil. Olive oil, $15.99, is not olive oil.
Right.
You know, right. I have to say that to everyone.
Well, you know, they...
You know, better use corn oil, vegetable oil. It's 100% better than use those olive oils with $15.99 for 3 lira, you know.
Yeah.
Olive oil...
Because
it's
mixed.
It's good.
Because it's a mix.
Not mixed.
Sunflower.
You don't know. I know about olive oil, you know, about 30 years ago, what is olive oil.
So how can you tell, like, between, like, an authentic good olive oil and, like, a off-brand...
Color?
Yeah,
color.
Has
and
a
flavor.
Lot of, you see, the olive oil, nobody can tell. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before we had some olive oil from Greece, and it was pure olive oil. You know, now it's not pure olive oil. It's another name.
Right.
It's another name.
Well, they put...
It's pomace.
Yeah, they put a lot of canola in. They kind of mix them now. I noticed that.
The machinery they have these companies, they can make extra virgin olive oil with water.
Yeah, we don't want
to... Like honey.
If you do that,
like,
then it's
going to explain. Like the honey. Mm. Like the honey. You know what they told me one in Greece? This guy was going to make honey. One real honey would make one kilo honey. He would make with another one 20 kilos honey. So everything.
Well, so, like I said, the olive oil, you got, you know, it's color, flavor, and a good olive oil. Don't they have the bad ones have a little sediment in it, or is it good when it has a little sediment?
Olive oil said that's olive oil.
So in the liquor stores, you guys sell any kind of food?
Besides packaged food, like chips and all that, we legally cannot anymore.
Is that why?
We used to have like giant things of crackers and like actual smoked meats that were like in like tubes.
Or like sandwiches salami. And stuff like that?
We never had sandwiches.
I would think the law would want that. Like you buy some, you know, because you know, isn't it?
It soaks it up, yeah.
Well, when you're serving booze in a bar, don't you have to have certain things? You got to have, I think, milk.
Uh-huh.
You got to have something they can eat, and coffee. I think you got to have those things when you have a bar. I'm surprised in the liquor store they don't say, hey, why wouldn't it be great these people take a sandwich with them to help soak it up?
We did have a big counter, a big refrigerated long unit, and then Excise came in and told us that we are not allowed to have those items. It makes us too much like a convenience store. When they, I guess they see it as blurred lines, you can't kind of have both hard alcohol and the whole thing of like convenience stuff.
But Lawrence was telling me about convenience, which you brought in some items that are all convenience. Now, you're telling me that the liquor business has turned into convenience in portions and everything. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's like everything else where the customer's looking for easy. So they're buying, for example, canned wine is a very hot category right now.
You mean in metal cans, huh?
In metal cans, like a beer can.
I don't think that would throw the flavor off.
No, not at all. And it's a matter of convenience when you're if you're at the pool, you don't want glass. If you're going to the beach, they don't allow glass. And so the cans are becoming very popular. And the same thing with cocktail mixes, canned cocktails. Like you can get a gin and tonic or a rum and coke.
And it's already made. So you don't have to add the alcohol to it. Because it used to be you would have to add the alcohol to something like that.
Yep. So it's convenient. If they're tailgating, they just throw that stuff in the cooler.
Mm.
And what you just picked up now, I mean, that's
a big pineapple upside down cake.
Yep.
But it's a shot. It's not a cake. There's no cake in here.
No, it's actually a shot.
It makes you feel like a cake when you're done.
Comes in 11 different flavors. Looks good. We'll crack one open now.
You want to try one, Ted?
Yeah.
So this actually comes in 11 different concoctions. And they have very unusual names like Porn Star, Miami Vice. We brought Sex on the Beach over there. And this one's pineapple upside down cake.
I have yet to crack my Sex on the Beach yet.
But
it's a banana and pear liqueur.
So what it is it's four shot glasses in a container, and the shot glass is divided with the cream on one side and the alcohol on the other. And then when you shoot it, it mixes in your mouth, and you've got a nice little cocktail.
Is there any shaking involved, or do you just wolf it down?
No, just shot it down.
Oh, yeah. And then there was an item that you brought in that everyone seemed to really like. Good. Ted had some. Chris had some. You guys, I don't think you guys had because you got plenty of it. And the girls in the studio had some, Jose. But that was the screwball.
That's excellent.
Isn't it?
Excellent.
Here, you can hear the ice rolling in Ted's glass.
Excellent. Yeah, well,
Michael, tell us a little bit about the screwball.
Screwball is a peanut butter whiskey made by the Sazerac Group. Essentially, all it is just peanut butter flavoring in a whiskey that's a very smooth whiskey. It does have a little bit of heat on the kick, but when you compare it to any other whiskey in the market, it's probably one of the smoother ones out there. Number one selling flavored whiskey at the moment besides Fireball. Fireball's still number one.
Chris,
I love it.
Now, Chris, you serve alcohol at the Radius, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, do you offer these?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not
the shots, of course, but I mean, we do shots.
Right.
I mean,
we do shots now if you want to.
But no, we offer the screwball as well, and it's been popular.
Have you mixed it up and made any kind of special drinks out of it?
Yeah, we do a shot with the Chambord. It's a peanut butter and jelly.
Uh huh.
Mm. We had a drink on the menu. It was called the Elvis.
Uh huh.
So we had like a banana liqueur.
That makes sense now. I see that one.
We put a little banana liqueur, a little Godiva chocolate, some vodka, and the screwball.
And Lawrence, you were telling me the
it was awesome.
The cinnamon one, the Fireball, that's a big one too.
Yeah, it's still the number one flavored drink, as Michael said, but this one's very popular. In fact, the state was out of it.
Our distributor ran out for like 3 solid weeks, and almost every store in the entire Northwest region ran out of it.
Wow.
That's how popular. It was not foreseen to take off the way it took off.
I mean, it's an item that you seem like you can almost bake with it. Like you could put it in something.
Cookies, cakes, anything you want.
Yeah, sure.
As long as you want that peanut butter flavor
in
there.
Gives good taste.
Just keep the kids away from the cookies.
Yeah. Good taste.
Folks, if you have a question, ask 769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call and get a gift from Triangle and Trailland Liquor Stores and Olympic Imported Foods out of Crown Point. Ted, everyone always, when they buy feta,
yeah.
Okay, they, you know, you guys wrap it up in paper and people take it home.
Not anymore.
How do you suggest someone to handle the feta when they get it home?
If it's in a paper, if they keep the same paper, they can keep it for a month.
Really?
In the same paper.
Okay.
Cut some, wrap them up in the same paper. You know, you can have them up, you know. If you take them from the paper, you throw away the paper, and then you can have them for a week also.
Yeah, but I mean, when you store it in your refrigerator, I remember people like putting milk in there, things like that.
No.
No.
If you want to put milk, you have to boil the milk and put salt and put the egg. If the egg is on the top of the milk, it's okay to put them. Because what it is, when you put water, hot water, or milk, what does that? It's the salt from the feta, and feta comes like yogurt.
So it's probably really bad if you poured water over feta.
Well, you're not going to.
Will you wash it off?
Yeah, but no, you wash them up, but you have to boil the water with the salt. Like I say, put the egg in the water. If the put salt though,
mm-hmm.
And if the egg come on the top, it's already to put them in a feta cheese. Cold, of course, not.
Yeah, you let it cool down.
But
and then you eat the egg.
No, you know. Really? Yeah. I don't think so.
You know, of course not.
Chris, tell us some of the items they have at Olympic Imported Foods that people might be looking for.
Well, we carry all different kinds from Italian, Greek, Serbian, Croatian, Bulgarian.
So you think it's more of like a Mediterranean
Eastern
flavor?
Europe. I say Eastern Europe. Uh-huh. From cookies from Croatia to like my dad said, olive oil. We have some Italian. We have the Greek. Vinegars as well, like the balsamic. We have smoked meats.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of smoked meats and a lot of imported cheeses from Greece. Cassetti, Fontanella. And then we also have the Romano, and then we have...
So you sell on wheels. But yeah. There you
We cut it up and we package it.
Okay, but there you have... It's like a little grocery store.
Yeah.
It's a little market.
Yeah.
So there's pastas.
Oh, yeah.
So let me ask you this. What's the difference in... Because I make it every year, is the pastizzo.
Mm-hmm.
And you always see the rest... And pastizzo is like everyone says, it's like Greek lasagna, but it's layered, but it's more of a cream saucy,
with the bechamel on top.
Right, with the bechamel on top with a little bit of cinnamon flavor in it.
Yeah.
Now, when you go and get those pastizzo noodles, there's different numbers. What is those numbers
the
mean?
The number two is the for pastizzo.
The number two?
The number two is for the pastizzo.
Okay, because you see some of these recipes, and they always ask for masacholi.
Oh, come on.
And some, you know. I know, that's what I say.
Well, some people they make pastizzo with masacholi.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's the real is the
Misco number two. It's the macaroni for pasticcio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
So you guys over here at, now the one in Michigan City, because last time you guys were on, we're going to break ground on your new unit. And what is that one called in Michigan City? What's the name of that liquor store?
It is also called Triangle Liquors as well. That's going to be the branch name I think we're going to grow with.
With all of them.
Yeah,
so I can stop saying Trail Inn Liquors now?
No, it's always going to be Trail Inn.
When I did the commercial, I was like a tongue twister for me. So the Michigan City location's been open and operating for how long now?
3 months advertised, 4 months total, but we kind of had to play around with our systems. So
what makes that one a little bit different than your other ones? Did you do anything special? Because like I was in the grocery grocery business, and Lawrence was in retail. Seems like you start with one, and whenever you go to another one, you always try to do something special, yeah, something different.
That's all it really is, that we worked out a lot of our flawed kinks and layouts. That's the number one thing we worked out was layouts. For the most part, we just figured out how to do the cooler doors better. It's all in one line, and all of our single cans are now across from the register rather than all the way to the back, because that's the number one selling single unit of single cans. And for the most part, it's just the massive size. It's an increased-sized building, and it has more variety than any of our other stores possibly can hold because of that. We just found out that more is better, so larger store means more business, more customers, more clientele.
Is that really equate to that?
I found so. Trail Inn's the smallest, and it does not have nearly the amount of quantity of customers as Triangle and Valpo because of the size and the selection that they can provide over there. They just get more reoccurring customers because of it. So I'm not saying that's going to solve everyone's problem to build a bigger building,
right,
but it definitely can allow you to create more opportunity for different kinds of customers if you can carry outlandishly different things inside of one store.
Now, Lawrence, you like wine, right? I know you're a wine drinker.
Some wines. Yeah.
So do you got a wine cellar there?
In my home?
No. No, in the Triangle Liquors.
No, we don't. We in the store that I'm at in Valpo, we have an allocated room, and we also have a chilled room. And the allocated room is where we carry our high-end wines. And that's one of the things we get people actually who come out, you know, from Chicago, from Michigan, that actually shops our stores. And by having the size that we do, we're able to carry the variety. And that attracts people because, you know, we want to cater to everybody. We don't want anybody walking out not finding what they want. So even when people come in and we may not carry something that they want, we'll get it for them. And if it's available in the state, we can usually get it within a day or two. So that we found that the customers really appreciate that, and that makes them quite loyal to us.
So I have a question. It's a pretty personal question. Well, for me, I've been looking for this whiskey for probably 2 months now, and everywhere I go, it's been out. It's called Blanton's, I believe.
Oh, yes.
Chris, you know all this. This kind of goes with you, too.
This one, yeah, I'm interested.
I was
going to
say, A, what makes it so popular, because I can't find it anywhere, and B, like, how does it taste compared to, like, your normal, like a Maker's Mark or something.
So
like that.
It is a very complicated question to answer. So I'm going to do my best to narrow this down. So there's a lot of rumors that go around with Blanton's with just everything in the whole Buffalo Trace portfolio. I've heard things that they send more product overseas now because their market in China and Japan for bourbons is outrageous. Three, four times retail value of our current states. But for what makes Blanton's so hard to get is strictly the fact that they're the production that it's made of it is way, way lower than the demand. We average at our stores.
They create a demand.
I don't know if they create it. I don't know if it's just happening because they can't make enough to supply. It's hard to say for sure. You go there, they tell you that they can't make enough. You read online that they're sending more overseas to make the demand higher in the States.
What's so special about it, though?
So what makes it so special is mainly the name that was built around it. I've had it. I love it. It's a fantastic bourbon. It's light. It's sweet. It's got an amazing finish. It's one of the smoothest bourbons I've had. But if I pin it up against maybe my top five always available ones, I'd say that it doesn't make my number one. It makes maybe my three or four. It's just everyone's personal taste is different. Some people like the hunt and the rarity. I have people who have 7-8 bottles at home, and they come in. If it's on the shelf, they still buy one because it's that hard to find.
So I also, because of its popularity too, a lot of people said it's their favorite, but also it was featured in the John Wick movie trilogy. Is that true
as
well?
They actually had the gold label Blanton's, which is not available in the States. It's only overseas availability.
Wow.
It's an amazing looking bottle.
Have you tried that one yet?
No, I've never had the opportunity to, but I will if I can.
So you guys deal with martinis, right? I mean, do they sell a pre-made martini?
Yeah, there's not a lot in the market we've been able to hold on the shelves just because of slower sales, but there are some pre-made ones that we do have. For the most part, though, a lot of people prefer to make their own now. It's not super complicated. We have mixes that help people guide them to that.
So, Chris, are they coming over to you for olives?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Revius has the best martini.
Do you guys have martinis there?
No. Yeah. I mean, I have people, customers, and they say, we go to Revius, and we have the best martini. We don't have them any other place.
Do you get olives from the Olympic?
I supply him with olives.
Whatever I need.
Okay, let's talk about olives, Ted. What's the difference between the green and the black? What makes them the difference?
Well, the green, that's green from green tree.
Okay.
You know, and they're a little bit more harder, too.
Yeah, okay. That's more firm.
Okay.
You know?
Because they always seem like they always split the green ones, like crack green olives and stuff like that. And how about the black ones?
Yeah, the split, they come from Greece.
Okay.
From Greece. From California, that's whole ones. Because California has a lot of green olives, you know.
So where do our olives come from? A lot of your olives, are they coming from Greece?
From Greece.
Oh, yeah.
From
Greece. Oh, yeah. Especially the
Greece is the number one.
Yeah. Is Greece number one for producing olives?
Number one.
Have you been over? I know you've been over there, but have you visited olive groves and things
like that? I have 100 trees myself.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, and yesterday I talked to my niece. She said we made 150 kilos olive oil. So they have a can for me, you know. So
only one?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
But, you
know,
some of the olives that you get in, have you ever met some of the producers that make those olives?
Well, I used to when I was I was trying to bring the olives and olive oils. So I went a couple of places.
Trying to import them from Greece.
Right, you were trying to make a direct connection.
Yeah, direct, yeah. So I met the people, how they make the olives and everything, yeah.
So
I saw that.
So you said Radius has the best martinis.
Yes.
I may ask, I'm a gin guy myself. Uh-huh. Do you guys use vodka or gin or
Whatever you want?
Whatever. Oh,
yeah, sure.
So what do you do? Anything
What's your favorite gin?
My favorite gin. My go-to is Bombay.
Okay, Bombay.
Definitely.
There's also Hendrix too.
Hendrix is also really good. Aviation by Ryan Reynolds. Now, when you say like a celebrity, you're like, oh, it's probably, but it's actually pretty smooth at room temperature too. So I just pour it and drink that.
Oh,
as
yeah,
well.
I'll make you anything you want.
Awesome.
So what's the hours over there at Olympic Foods?
9 to 6.
9 to 6? Monday through Saturday. Through Saturday?
Sunday's closed.
Sunday's a rest day for him.
Oh, me too. That's when
I can say
poor Chris keeps going. I say forget about it.
If it was up to my dad, he'd be open 24 hours a day.
But
For sure.
I was open in Sundays, but they were coming for sandwiches. Uh-huh. You know, so I said.
My dad can't make a sandwich.
They were getting mad. Because I was telling them I can make sandwiches, you know what I mean.
True story.
So and this way I close up.
So
let me tell you something about the olive oil.
Okay.
I have customers. The higher price I have is $27.99,
mm-hmm.
but the same oil it's $39.99 to $34.99 and some other places. So they come, boom, they get the can. And they come to the register.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know the people, some people, they know the olive oil. They don't mind to pay $30.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how my father is. He wants good olive oil.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, Michael, does the business stop at midnight?
No, actually.
What time are you guys open till?
So we used to be open till midnight at Trail Inn on Lincoln Way in Valpo, and we recently closed at 11. So now both of our stores on the weekends close at 11 at night. I'd say that we still do pretty well for being open till 11 in the last hour, but that's because we at Trail Inn have a college town right by us, VU kids. They know that we're closing at 11. They run in as fast as they can to grab their alcohol, run out the door. But I'd say that it definitely takes a massive drop at that time of night. But,
oh, it does? So people don't just keep on going?
No, not anymore. My dad would tell you that they used to.
Oh, Lawrence, I remember that. Like people would go out. Liquor stores would stay open to 2 in the morning.
Yeah, there still are some out there that do. But in our area, we found that just staying open after 11 does not justify the manpower and the hours needed. So we ended up closing at 11. Our Michigan City store currently is only open till 10. Everyone else closes at 11 on the weekends.
So do you guys deal with any? All three of you guys, because you deal with stuff, wines and stuff. Do you deal with anything from the wine trail, any of the local wineries or anything like that? Do you guys get anything in?
Well, I mean, a few.
Yeah, who do you get
like
wines
Tabor
from?
Hill.
Okay.
Okay. Jeez, I'm not big on the wines.
Right.
I like the hard liquor.
Okay. How about you guys? You guys, Lawrence, you got people from the wine trail? Do you support them?
Oh, yeah, we carry quite a few. Tabor Hills, Lemon Tree, I mean,
Oliver,
Butler, I mean, quite a few. I mean,
we've had Butler on. We had Joe on before.
Yeah, even with the beers and the wines, we try and carry as many and support as many of the local groups as we can. So, I mean, even our craft beers, we probably have at least 18 or more.
Easy. I mean, Justin, Merrillville, Hammond, all the local
and Meads.
Michigan City. I mean, we try and support all the local groups because that's what the customers want.
What's the best selling so far? Like,
there's so many beer guys now.
I was going to say there's so many beer.
For me,
yeah,
the two most popular ones is 18th Street and Three Floyds.
And that is
those are my those are the biggest ones.
We had 18th Street for
a couple weeks ago. We had them on.
Great stuff.
So they do spirits there. Can you buy their spirits?
We carry 18th Street spirits. Yeah, we have their bourbon, their rye, their vodka, their gin.
Your vodka was very good. I had too much of it, but it was good.
They make a single malt whiskey that's only available in a pint that we carry. So we carry as many of the distilling products as we can. They actually grew so fast they ran out of product for a little bit, and currently one of our stores is still waiting for a shipment because they ran out. But the other two have it fully in stock so far. So.
Is there any other distilleries you deal with? Are there any other ones around here that make whiskeys and things like that?
We do have a company called Indiana Whiskey. I believe they're out of South Bend. And then there's one called Bear Wallow. Mm-hmm. They make moonshines, which we carry, and they make a bourbon and a rye that we carry as well. They're from Indiana. And other than that, that's the most I can think of. I'd have to check my shelves. We used to carry one from it's called South Bend Whiskey. And there's actually a lot of small-time distilleries that we've gone through in the past, and we've stuck about three or four in the shelves, and they're still there.
We have a Hoosier Hooch. Comes in flavors.
Yeah, that's the Bear Wallow brand.
Hooger Hooch.
I mean, it comes in root beer.
Does a name sell? Does it help sell names on some of these things?
I think if it's Indiana related, it sticks and it stays. But if it's a gimmick one and it's not a local distillery, it never lasts. It starts out hot and it fizzles out just as fast. But these guys are seen in Indiana. They're Indiana known. So their brand, even though it has that gimmicky name, it stays. And it people rebuy. And their product's really good. Their moonshines are probably some of the smoothest moonshines in the market. So they tend to sell really well.
Folks, 769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call. Get a gift card. We're sitting here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. What do you got for us, Jose?
So, speaking of selling hard liquor and stuff, what would you say is your most exotic, I guess, top-of-the-line liquor that you have?
Oof, that is
like something that's like...
I'm doing my best now to strain my brain and think. So we've had French whiskeys. We have Mexican whiskeys on the shelf right now.
I've never heard of Mexican whiskey.
It is 100% blue corn. There's 100% white and yellow corn whiskeys. There's three different kinds. Those are probably the weirdest things I've ever brought in the store. Really good. I think they're only at Trail Inn Liquors right now because we're doing a test market. And then...
Are those really expensive? Or
they do tend to run a little high. I think they're around $45 a bottle. That's just because of... they're very small-time batches. They don't make a lot of them, so they do run a little high, unfortunately.
So Ted's over there at Olympic Foods. They have a lot of sweets. Can you tell us some of the sweets that you carry?
Well, we carry a lot of, curapiedes, baklava.
I know.
Baklava.
Michael, I know, I just had some last night.
I was like, cookies, Chef Nick makes the
cookies.
A variety.
A variety. So you have, and again, they're more like Mediterranean.
Yeah, already bags. It's in a box.
Already done.
Yeah, already done.
So
yeah.
Is there any?
And miserable prices. Good prices.
Oh, everything. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Well, see, that you can, your store.
You know Nick, you know me.
I know.
How many years?
Your store is convenient. And it's priced well.
Yeah.
I know that. Because if you go to your regular bigger stores and you try to get these fetas, first of all, they only sell them in like 6 or 7 ounce portions. Yeah. And what you're paying for 6 or 7 ounces is what you can probably get a whole pound over at Olympic Foods with no problem. Is there a whiskey or something that would go with baklava?
I wouldn't say so much a whiskey, maybe more of a wine. I think some of your drier reds would go good with the sweetness of a baklava rather than doing a whiskey. Either that or maybe a gin or a vodka.
Because that screwball is going to be really good.
That's true.
I like the screwball, yeah.
It is true. It's sweet.
And plus, it's ouzo.
We sell a lot of Ouzo.
You sell a lot of Ouzo at the store?
We do well with Ouzo.
Chris, you do a lot good well with Ouzo?
No, I don't even have it.
Really?
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
Wow.
People don't know. They don't know. The customers there is different. You know, they're not Greeks. So with the Ouzo, it's more, you know, like Chicago when you go to Greek town, you know, and they used to treat everybody when they were waiting on a line there. They were given Ouzo. Uh-huh. So people, they found out about Ouzo, what Ouzo was.
So what exactly is Ouzo? I think I've never heard of it.
That's
before.
Like me asking you what is tequila.
So it's like the Greek staple, I would say.
Yeah. Well, it's a licorice flavor.
Right. Yeah.
It's a clear liquid. If you add water to it, then it becomes a little cloudy. Some people add water as a drink. But usually it's like a shot. I mean, it's...
Is it like comparable to absinthe at all? Because I know that has like a licorice
not
taste.
Bitter.
Closer to Sambuco.
Right.
Oh,
it's anise. It's like an anise liqueur.
Yeah.
The Croatians, Macedonians, Serbians all have their version of it.
So me and Lawrence were talking a little ahead of time, and I was surprised. But you tell me that Christmas is actually a better selling time than New Year's. And why is that?
Well, it is for us because people are buying to consume and they're also buying to gift. So, I mean, we do carry a lot of chocolates, liqueur, things like that. In fact, we brought one here.
Have you guys tried this? I tried one.
These are the Captain Morgan liqueur syrup centers.
Yep, chocolate bar.
Chocolate bar.
Yep. So
delicious, by the way.
I mean, it's like Willy Wonka. Yeah. Go ahead, try it.
That's the gold wrapper.
That's good.
So we have a lot of gift sets, and beyond gift sets, you know, I kind of felt sorry for some of the poor wives that were coming in with these lists from their husbands looking for, like, Pappy or Weller or things that are, you know, I would just tell them you're better off going to get them a pair of underwear or something because it's just not something you're going to find.
Yeah, we did have all of them. It's just they sell almost immediately when you get them. Like Blanton's, we had 25 to 26 bottles at each store in a two-week span, and the same day you get them, it's the same day they're gone hours.
Really?
And people just look for them this time of the year like crazy.
So the best way to get your Blanton's is you got to become really good friends with a liquor store.
We don't hold any bottles.
And you know two already.
Yeah, I was like, my name's Jose. Nice to meet you.
So how's that chocolate? You like that, Ted?
Yeah, it was good.
I know, isn't it? And it's actually liqueur, so it's got a little
bit of something different.
Yeah, that is something different.
And he has Jack Daniel's ones. There's Bailey's ones.
Really?
There's a lot of different liquor companies.
It definitely blows up in your mouth, too, once you take that bite.
This year we had a Scotch variety one. They would infuse different scotches and chocolates. We had those at the store, so.
Do you guys give out, like, you guys got tools there that people can buy to help them mix drinks, like tumblers, shakers?
Yeah, that's always there year-round, shakers, tumblers. You have the wedges, you got everything you can think of.
Special
there.
Ices, like
cubes?
You
have the ice balls. Yeah, you can make ice balls. You got the rocks. You got the metal cubes. They're all there.
Chris, you know, we deal with cocktails. I mean, do you have different shapes of ice?
No, I want to start doing that, especially when the old fashions or, you know, the whiskey. I mean, I bought a mold, and I tried it, and I loved it. But how do you do the quantity?
I couldn't imagine for you guys how you're going to keep up with that because that's probably one of the most popular.
There's no machine that makes.
So these ice balls that you guys get, you get them from somebody that makes them.
Well, it's the molds.
We just have the molds that people can take home, put in their, they fill them up, put them in their freezer, and then when they're ready for a glass, they can take it out and put it in their.
So that's what I have.
So Chris, what's it for? The balls are for what, you think? What kind of drinks more like?
Like the whiskeys and the bourbons, anything old fashioned.
So, and the purpose of the ball compared to any other ice is why?
Well, I think it's just not just a look.
I know it's a cool look, you know, and you could throw it at them at the end, but
it lasts.
Yeah, they say that the ice doesn't melt as fast. Yeah.
So you don't get the watery flavor in your.
I don't know how true the statement is, but
you know,
I've
had about like five drinks on the same ice cube. So
really,
well, that works pretty well then.
Yeah, it worked pretty well.
Oh yeah, multiple drinks too.
It really worked really good on me.
So you would say like if you were to have a party, you know, to have. What we just had here, these the screwball and some of the what was the other one? The fire one, the red
fireball.
See, I don't drink. I eat all the time. The fireball. Now, Ted brought us a nice little plate here. Ted, can you tell us what some of the items are? Because this can go with your party at New Year's.
Oh,
some of these items.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of cheeses did you bring?
That's Casseri. That's Kefalotiri. That's Kolon Vallachotiri. That's one step higher than
higher in
Kefalotiri.
In cream?
Kefalo Graviera.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. that's you know, the Casseri. That's salamis from Greece, you know. Different stuff.
So these things you can, like, if you're having a party and you had a tray and you had these items, you had these olives.
Yeah.
How many different olives you said you have and what kind of flavors?
That one especially is mixed olives, spicy.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
So you think that would be good in a party?
Like that.
They come like that.
So what, they soak them in some kind of...
They have, you know, that's...
Put some kind of, like, the peppers, the kind of peppers they're soaking in. And
soak them.
So you think that would go good with some alcohol?
Are you kidding me? I'm looking at it over there right now. I want to go grab a glass of whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Say, this is like the perfect party setup that we have today.
Yeah, it looks great.
Believe it or not, we can make
we can make any kind people wants. Any trays.
What were we going to say, Lawrence?
Cheese trays, meat trays. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We actually sell olives quite a bit, too.
Do you really?
Charred olives. And
nowhere near as good as his.
Yeah, they're not as good, but I know my brother, he's always looking, and he's ordered from Tasso's to get their olives. And, you know, for the people who want to pop them in their drink, it's it's one thing, the foods that we are allowed to sell. Yeah. If it's something that will accompany a drink,
okay.
To complete a drink, then we're allowed to sell it. So olives are one of the things that, you know, a little...
Oh, yeah, they come in a jar, you know. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's much, much better when you get them that way.
On a tray?
Yeah. Oh. Well, in the big containers.
Yeah,
we stuff our own at Radius.
So,
yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, we stuff our own.
Really?
Yeah, we'll get the big olives, the big green ones.
Well, Ted, what kind you got them stuffed with? What they have, like, you have these are just spicy. I've seen them with jalapenos in them.
Blue cheese.
Almonds. What else you have?
Garlic. Almond.
Now, what do you stuff yours with?
Pinto. Blue cheese. I do blue cheese. Yeah. A lot of blue cheese for my martinis. Yeah.
No, that I don't have, but people, they can get feta.
Yeah, you just get the olives.
The pinto olives, they can
you
do
can
it
stuff
themselves.
It with anything you want.
So
why they pay more money?
Yeah.
Stuff a sandwich in there, I don't know.
or at least garnish your sandwich with it.
Yeah.
So I was getting to, when we're talking about pairing, do you guys have suggestions in pairing, like with your wines? Do you guys have any kind of recipe cards or anything that you can suggest in by the wine section?
We used to have them. If we found out more that people won't really read, they actually want to talk to you more one-on-one, so we kind of did away with the cards we used to have. You know, people kind of just want to hear what your personal opinions are more than they want to read it off a card. So most of our employees are well-trained as far as matching wines to foods, whiskeys to foods, vodkas to foods. They're pretty well-trained. And then if they're not well-trained, they're in the process of being trained. So we do a pretty good job of having people there who are knowledgeable on what we carry, as far as, like, what cheeses go well with what reds, what whites go well with what, you know, foods like fish and chicken, stuff like that. So
and cooking instructions and stuff like that. And what's funny is you have all these cards, but they ask you questions. Does that make you better? Make you research it?
Yeah, I would say more than the cars, the clients. The clients make you research.
That's
everything.
What I mean.
Yeah.
When the people come in.
Yeah, they're the ones who keep me growing as far as my knowledge. Because, like, they'll ask me a question. The first thing I do is take my phone out. I just take it out. I Google it.
Oh, you guys are lucky. I didn't have that. We had encyclopedias that were 20 years old that we thought we were getting all new stuff out of.
If they're asking me for a wine that I don't know of and we don't have, I can always make an alternate suggestion based on, like, the flavor profile. I can be like, okay, we don't have this one, but we may have X wine that is similar as far as dryness, flavoring, tannins, all that kind of stuff.
The fun thing for us is when they come in and they say, I was at the Radius and I had this cocktail.
We have the best cocktails, I'm telling you. My bartenders at Radius are top-notch. I mean, we create everything from ground floor up.
They want to make it at home, then we have to try and figure out what was in the cocktail.
Good luck on that one. Good luck.
That's not possible.
So, Ted, you over there at the Olympic Foods, you have stuffed grape leaves.
Yes, yes.
Can you? How they come, and do you have different kinds?
Well,
or?
We can make it. You know, it's better to make it than, you know. But I have the Greek ones.
Mm-hmm. And they come what? They come in a can.
In a can, yeah.
And they're with rice.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no meat.
Yes. There's no meat.
They don't sell them with meat. Now they come. They're like little hors d'oeuvres. They're like little, like half cigars or quarter cigars.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Like a butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Butt of cigar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So now you guys have glassware where you're at?
Yeah, yeah, we carry glassware. Disposable, actual glass, high-end ones that are like finer crystal material. So yeah, we have glassware at all three of our locations.
Ping pong balls too?
You know, yeah.
Surprisingly, do you offer that at your radius over
no,
there?
No, we should do a beer pong day. Huh?
I don't know about that. Yeah. That might get a little bit crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
So at the radius, I mean, you're known for your cocktails, but do you do coffee drinks, liquored coffee drinks too?
No.
No?
We do have the coffee, and we can make anything, but, you know, there's such a variety that we can do. If you want an iced coffee drink, hey, we'll make it. There's no problem to it. I have the best bartenders, and they know what they're doing, so they'll make you anything.
So I know you got all these places, Chris. Where do you like to spend your time mainly?
Well, I spend most of my time at Radius in Valmo.
Do you?
I mean, that's a big operation there, and I love seeing the people. I love creating new things, and, you know, restaurant of the year. It's for a reason.
Yeah. Does that make you want to expand, do
no,
anything else?
No. I'm good. I'm good the way it is. Yep.
Because you're getting your groove right now?
Yep. I'm good.
Michael, what location are you mainly at?
I'm mainly at Trail Inn Liquors because that's our warehousing facility. That's the one on Lincoln
Way. Oh, so you can bring it in and ship it. You can distribute from there a little bit?
Yeah, we can do distribution as long as it's ordered in through a local distributor from Indiana. Then we can move it the way we need to move it.
And Lawrence, which one you're mainly at?
I'm mainly at the Triangle Liquors in Valpo.
In Valparaiso. And the thing that you guys told me that was interesting that I didn't know is that when you guys opened the Michigan City store, in which you like that location because you draws, mm-hmm. You can only get it if they give out the licenses like a bar.
Oh, it's not given out now.
No, but you got to pay for it.
Licenses. So let's say if we wanted to sell one of our stores in Valpo, no one can just open up a store. They have to purchase the license from us. So you really are very limited on opportunities, which plays a big hand in where people expand to.
Yeah.
That's why we chose Michigan City.
Or you probably have liquor stores all over the place.
Yeah, you would probably have 100 of them in one area. Everyone thinks it's a good idea to open one.
So real quick, last 5 minutes. Ted, you got a New Year's resolution? Anything you want to give up? Anything make better?
Oh, he asked you.
Yeah, I can give up, you know.
No, what are you going to give up? New Year's resolution.
Oh, I give up. Work.
Work? Oh, there you go. How about you, Chris?
That's impossible for this guy.
How about you, Chris?
To stay healthy.
To stay healthy. I think that's probably the best one.
I've got a new keto menu mm-hmm. at Radius, and it's just blown up. And, you know, I've been doing it for a couple years now, so I've lost about 80 pounds off that.
Wow.
So I feel great, and, you know, I just want to stay healthy.
How about you, Michael?
I have nothing I want to give up, but I did recently get engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Sorry. When's the date?
Sorry about that.
God, no.
You'll be giving up a lot.
Yeah, that's true. I'll probably end up giving up more than I want to. Yeah. But
hopefully
recently,
Cassie's not listening.
No, she's not. She's at work. I played it safe. But no, for the most part, I have nothing I want to give up. I just want to try and create something with my fiance now. It's going to be hard for me to say that, but fiance and just make life better.
How about you, Lawrence?
You know, just, less stress and just enjoy life.
Yeah, we all want that. Yeah, I know. With owning your own business, people don't realize the stress.
Oh, geez.
The stress of a rug being out of place is stress. Yes. Isn't that funny? How about you, Jose? You're young, too. You probably don't have nothing to worry about.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm pretty stress-free right now. But I guess for 2020, I want to, you know, keep developing my new show, mm-hmm. Region Nerd Alert, and create more content, and my health, of course, and I guess travel. I want to travel a lot more.
Well, what I want to give up is water, pop.
Water.
I want to drink more water. So my goal is to drink less pop,
as
more
he pours
water.
A glass of water.
And we're gonna put some screwballs in everyone's glass because we're gonna make a toast because we're coming up to the end of the show.
Let me get your glass here.
Oh, Chef's next is getting glasses.
And just get some. We're all going to toast to 2020.
2020, new decade.
New okay. decade. There you go. There's some screwball for you.
All right.
For you. Here's for Chris. Here's for Ted.
Yeah, come on. Give me your cup.
Jeez. Okay. And Jose's got one.
I got one.
All right. So I want to wish everyone out there
a happy, safe New Year. And what would the Greeks say as a toast?
Καλή χρονιά.
That means happy
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Yeah, and we're all toasting our glasses. Yeah. Everyone's going to take a little shot here of some screwball. The name throws me off because I feel like it should say like peanut butter ball or something like that. That was good. So everyone out there in Radio Land, thank you for joining us for Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Jose was sitting in on 89.1
Thanks
FM.
Thanks for having me again.
Lakeshore Public Radio. Listen to him on Nerd Alert on Saturdays.
7 p.m.
And be safe, especially be safe this coming up New Year's. Get your liquor from Triangle Liquors. Get your food from Olympic Imported Foods. Stay home and party and play it safe. And all I got to say to everyone out there is, everyone can say it together. It's Yasu. Ready?
Yasu!
I wish everybody Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.